normally we wouldn't give Mr. Wiesenmeyer a rebuttal, but you will, if you want to save any time for rebuttal to his appeal. Let's see. You're the cross appellee, so you're going to get some extra time. You still get 15 minutes, but you may want to save time for rebuttal. Okay, Mr. Farron.
May it please the court, the sole issue raised by the tax commissioner in his appeal from the Board of Tax Appeals decision was whether the tanked portion of bobtail trucks used to deliver propane to retail customers were packages for purposes of a packaging exemption provided by Revised Code Section 5739.02B15. Molten Gas is a retailer of propane gas. It sells gas to both residential and commercial customers. It receives the propane at its various facilities, both its main facilities and its satellite facilities, by bulk transport vehicles. Those vehicles pump the propane into 18 to 40,000 gallon tanks at those centers. The gas then is delivered to its various customers primarily in one of two ways. It's either pumped into individual gas cylinders, which are placed on transport vehicles, taken out and left at the customer site. The second manner of delivery, and it appears from the record that's the major portion of the propane that's delivered in this fashion, is that the propane is pumped into what are referred to as bobtail trucks, which then run a delivery route, filling various containers at customer locations. The bobtail truck basically consists of a chassis, a cab, a 3,000 or 3,500 gallon tank permanently affixed to the chassis, and various equipment used primarily to pump the propane from the tank on the bobtail truck into the customer's containers.
Now, the only thing at issue on your appeal are the tanks, correct? The bobtail tanks.
That's correct. The those tanks were purchased by Moulton separately from the chassis. They would order a chassis from a regular manufacturer, generally Ford. They would have that chassis delivered to usually a company that's, I think the usual company was Bulk Truck and Transport, who fabricated the body, the tank body, and welded it onto the chassis. It then delivered that entire finished vehicle to Moulton. Moulton never received these tanks separately, nor did it ever use these tanks separately. They are always used as a integral part of the bobtail truck. The commissioner assessed the use of these tanks by Moulton. Moulton appealed, claiming that they were entitled to an exemption as packages under B-15. The board did hold that the tank portion or the body of the bobtail trucks was entitled to an exemption under that provision. The commissioner submits that that holding by the board is in direct conflict with this court's decision in Southwest Portland Cement. This court considered the exact same issue that was presented in, that was decided by the board adverse to the tax commissioner, at least with respect to the bobtail truck tank.
Mr. Farron, in Southwestern, they talked, I believe, about the trucks, and then they also talked about railroad cars.
That's correct.
Is there a difference between those and any that you see?
I would argue there's no difference given the holding of the court. What the court looked at, and the trucks at issue in Southwest Portland were clearly bulk tank trucks. They pulled under this large silo, and the wet concrete was conveyed into the tank portion of that truck. The rail cars pulled under a similar loading area, and the wet concrete was poured into. This is wet concrete. It had to be in a bulk tank sort of vehicle. It had to be contained in a bulk tank sort of vehicle. But the reason it doesn't make a difference as to the nature of the truck is what the court focused on was the language of B-15. And it was the language with which the board simply ignored in its decision. B-15 describes what are packages for purposes of the exemption. As the court specifically noted, B-15 lists a number of different specific types of items as packages, boxes, crates, bags, cartons, and it finishes with the language, and other similar devices and containers. The court looked at trucks and rail cars, compared them to the types of items listed in the statute, and declared unequivocally that trucks and railroad cars are not at all similar to those types of items listed in the statute. Based on that declaration or that finding, the court made its holding, which is directly on point in this case and controlling in this case. The court held that trucks and railroad cars cannot be termed packages, and that was for purposes of B-15. That's the exact question that was before the board.
One of the distinctions just pops in my head, you've got boxes, crates, and all these other things there named. Isn't there usually a change of possession with those?
Well,
How do we distinguish what's a package?
Well, I think...
Because it does meet the test of restraining things.
It clearly restrains it, but of course any delivery vehicle, any tank truck, in fact any tractor trailer, any type of delivery truck must necessarily contain the load it's carrying. I think what the statute reflects is that we're talking about packages, types of items that facilitate handling and transportation. They don't include items that are actually the transportation vehicles. Trucks and railroad cars are transportation vehicles. Their purpose is to transport a product from one point to another. The types of packages listed in the statute are packages that would be placed within a transportation vehicle. They facilitate the shipping. They don't perform the shipping function. And the Moulton's brief keeps referring to the decisions in Newfield and in other cases, saying that the court held that the purpose of a package is to ship. That's not what the court said. The court said it's a package facilitates shipping and handling. You put it in a package, it makes it easier to handle for purposes of delivering it to a customer, transporting it to another location. The board, in its decision, stated that Southwest Portland Cement was not directly on point, but it never gave any reasoning whatsoever for that statement. In fact, it already recognized that the court had specifically held that trucks and railroad cars were not packages for purposes of the exception.
One of the distinctions that could have bothered the court before is that the distinction between the vehicle as a whole and the tank. Apparently in Southwestern, you may not have had that for the, they just said trucks, as I remember. Yeah, trucks.
Right. Well, the issue, or the trucks at issue in Southwestern Portland Cement were tank trucks. Obviously, any type of a truck has to have some form of a body that is used to contain the product that is being transported. As we as we noted in our brief, both this court and other courts have rejected similar arguments that to dissect a truck body from a truck chassis for purposes of the motor vehicle license tax cases. The argument was, well, we're only going to apply the motor vehicle license tax, or the fee should be based solely on the weight of the chassis, because we purchased the truck as a chassis and later added this special body to it. In a couple of the cases, they were mixing cement mixtures placed on there. Another one, it was just a regular truck body that was later added to the chassis. Well, if you allow the idea that, well, you can dissect a truck into its pieces, virtually any type of truck body of a transportation vehicle would constitute a package for purposes of the exemption. That would greatly broaden the clear intent of the General Assembly in providing for the packaging exemption. As I indicated, the tank at issue, the tanks at issue in these cases, were never purchased for purposes of using them separately from the truck. They were never used separately from the truck. In fact, they were never even received by Moulton as a separate item. The fabricator of the tank welded it onto the chassis and delivered the completed truck to Moulton, and Moulton always used that tank along with the truck as a complete delivery vehicle. In fact, Moulton's chief operating officer, in his testimony, when asked to describe the bobtail truck, simply said it's a delivery truck. He didn't say, oh, it's a package that the bobtail is a chassis which carries a tank. These tanks are never removed from the truck and left with the various customers. They are simply a delivery vehicle, and they should be treated as an integrated whole. And I believe when you view it in that fashion, Southwest Portland Cement is clearly not only on point, but it's a controlling decision which the Board of Tax Appeals simply failed to follow. We would ask the court to reaffirm its decision in Southwest Portland Cement and reverse the Board of Tax Appeals' decision with respect to the bobtail truck tanks. Thank you.
Mr. Wiesenmeyer.
Good morning, Your Honor. May it please the court. My name is Rob Wiesenmeyer, and on behalf of Moulton Gas Service, we're here to ask this court to affirm, first of all, it's the Board of Tax Appeals' decision to exempt the containers on the back of the bobtail trucks that transport propane to Moulton Gas Service's retail customers. We believe that once the court makes that finding, that the court should also reverse the Board of Tax Appeals when it comes to the labor charges of installing those containers on the back of the chassis. It should also find that any equipment used to package the propane in those containers also be exempt. And then lastly, Your Honor, we would ask that the court also find that the bulk tanks, which Moulton Gas Service uses at their plant sites as well as at their satellite facilities, that those bulk tanks be found by this court to either be packages or in the alternative equipment that is used in packaging the propane in the containers on the back of the bobtail trucks.
Where would you draw the distinction there? How about the pipeline? If you own the pipeline, isn't the pipeline, would that be part of the package also? I'm a little troubled by where the package ends.
I understand that, Your Honor. The situation with the pipelines, Moulton Gas Service owns no pipelines. The gas is stored in either Texas or Michigan, and when you're referring to a pipeline, it's pipelined up to a location near Dayton, Ohio, where large transport vehicles then picks the gas up and delivers it to Moulton Gas Service. That's not an issue.
How about the vehicles that deliver it? Would they be part of the packaging?
The large transport vehicles? No, we're not asking that those be considered part of the packaging process. mainly because those aren't involved in retail sales. Those are involved in wholesale sales of propane gas to Molten Gas Service, who then packages the gas to its customers for retail.
Molten doesn't own the trucks?
They do not own transports, no.
Okay.
The court, in determining whether the containers that are attached to the chassis must recognize the packaging exemption in Revised Code Section 5739.02B15. As the tax commissioner points out, there are very specific items that are listed in that section. But it also, as he's pointed out, deals with other similar devices and containers. And that's the most important section of that statute when the court has to examine the wide variety of retailers in the state of Ohio and what the legislature intended when it comes to how this packaging exemption applies to those retailers.
Now, Mr. Farron brought up an example of a cement mixer. Would that be a package under your here in town, Anderson Concrete sells me concrete to pour my driveway when they bring it out. Is that with their cement mixers, which I believe are purchased separately from the trucks and then mounted on the chassis? Would those be packages?
We would contend that they would not be packages. The reason is that the court must look at the product that's being packaged. In our case, we're dealing with propane gas. Propane gas, in order to market it to home heaters, to grain elevators, and things of that nature, must be placed under pressure to make it into a liquid form and therefore allow the retail sale of the product. We're dealing with a package that's required, similar to the packages that the Board of Tax Appeals examined in AGA gas.
But that's not criteria, is it, of the statute that it, you know, be placed in a container or anything? But, I mean, obviously the concrete can't get out there. It has to be contained somehow. The criteria in the statute is the, you know, containment within the planes.
That's correct. It must be restrained in more than one plane.
Right.
However, when we're dealing with the bobtail trucks that we're dealing with in this case, the difference between that and a cement mixer truck is that Molten purchases the chassis and they purchase the tank separately. And that is of very importance, even though the tax commissioner would like this court to believe that since they don't receive delivery of the tanks separate from delivery of the chassis.
Let's say that the concrete mixer people do purchase the concrete mixing equipment separate from the chassis. Would that then be eligible for the exemption?
It could be eligible for the exemption, but I don't want this court to think that if it approves that the tanks on the back of the bobtail trucks are packages, that it's opening some floodgate that's going to allow every transport vehicle that drives down the road that may haul milk or gasoline or oil or cement to be categorized as a package.
Why? What in the statute makes yours different?
Well, the two-pronged test that was set forth in Custom Beverage Packagers to analyze what a package is establishes, first of all, that the person or the company, such as Molten Gas Service, must be engaged in a business that qualifies under the retail sale in order to have even get into the packaging exemption set forth in B15. So
Anderson Concrete retails concrete to me. And you know, brings their truck out, delivers the concrete to me. I'm having a hard time seeing that's different.
Okay.
Well, your situation.
And that may be because we get hung up on concrete trucks. And I'm not saying that a concrete truck, if it follows the same line as what Molten Gas Service has with its tanks and its chassis, would not be a package. But if we're looking at the case of Southwestern Portland Cement and trying to say, well, why didn't they exempt those concrete trucks? It's very simple. Those concrete trucks were argued as vehicles, and the railroad cars were argued as vehicles. We're not arguing any sort of vehicle here is exempt under the packaging statute. We are arguing that...
I'm not aware that... I don't remember. Would a railroad car be a vehicle? I mean, it doesn't have any form of locomotion. I can see that the trucks, there may be some confusion on that.
I don't believe that the court in Portland Cement actually found that they were vehicles and that vehicles should be exempt. My argument with respect to a cement truck in Portland Cement, the court found that trucks could not be packages. In doing so, they painted a very broad stroke and were referring to the vehicle in that case as not being able to be a package, rather than what we have in this case, which is a tank, a steel tank that the National Fire Protection Association requires for Moulton Gas Service to be able to make retail sales to their customers. That's the only way that we can package this. We don't have the choice of putting cement in a dump truck or selling bags of cement. You can't do that with propane. You have to package it in steel containers that meets the safety regulations. And you also have to follow through with the Ohio Department or the United States Department of Transportation Hazardous Material Code in order to transport the product that Moulton Gas Service sells to retail customers to those customers.
Now, part of your appeal, cross appeal is on the bulk tanks. How long is the gas held there typically?
Your Honor, the record reflects that the gas is held for a very short time. The way that Moulton Gas Service deals with their delivery of propane is on a degree day system. It's a computer that orders gas on a daily basis. So I can tell you the longest period of time the gas would be held would be no more than 24 hours. In the home heating season...
Do they draw it down at the end of every day?
They do not draw it down at the end of every day. Moulton Gas Service's goal with every day of retail sales of propane is to order enough propane that goes out of that plant. Of course, you can't account for every situation, and so you can't order 500,000 gallons and sell 500,000 gallons in one day. However, they come as close as possible to doing that with the way that their system is set up.
So there's always going to be some propane stored in that bulk storage.
Well, at the close of business day, if there's remaining propane from the day before, yes, it would be stored there. However, the way that Moulton does business, as I was explaining, is they order it on a daily basis, and oftentimes in the home heating season, when the weather is cold, they may have five or six transports lined up at the plant to pump the gas into these bulk tanks in order to get them in the bobtail. The important thing that the court needs to look at is that the bulk tanks themselves, that is the only way that Moulton Gas Service can get the gas into the tanks that are mounted to the chassis on the trucks. You can't transport propane fuel from one rolling transport to another rolling transport under the National Fire Protection Association Act. Chapter 6 deals with the propane. And that act is before the court, filed pursuant with the tax commissioner's brief. So the only way that they can get the gas into the package of the that's attached to the truck is in order to run it through this system of 30,000 gallon tanks. It then runs through pipes, valves, and pumps, as well as regulators, in order to get the gas out of the 30,000 gallon tanks into the bobtail truck. And we would argue that that mechanism in which the gas goes from the 30,000 gallon, the 18 to 30,000 gallon tanks, through the piping mechanism at the plant that's above ground piping into the bobtail truck, that that is equipment necessary to package the material, which is propane. If the court would find that that's if the court doesn't find that the bulk tanks are in fact packages themselves. Your Honor, I would just like to point out for the court, back on the bobtail tanks, that the Board of Tax Appeals has given this court some guidance in similar type cases, which the tax commissioner has failed to mention, and AGA Gas Incorporated. That's a company that deals with a product not similar to molten gases, but a product that is in a gaseous state that they can form the liquid and turn back to a gas. And the only way that that product can be packaged, like molten, is in pressurized steel tanks. The Board of Tax Appeals and AGA found that the tubers, which are the large trucks that haul that gas from their plant to the retail customer, they were in fact exempt under the packaging exemption. And we feel that that case is right on point as far as what we're dealing with here in our case. The court also brought up in the argument of the tax commissioner about, does the package have to transfer to the customer? And we would contend that there's no reason that the package has to contend to the customer. And the Board of Tax Appeals has also considered that issue. In the Limited Stores Incorporated case, the Board of Tax Appeals found that limited packaged products within a package. I understand, Your Honor, and I'd like to reserve 1 minute for rebuttal if I could.
Yeah, watch your time.
And in that case, the package for limited was thrown away and never did get to the customer. And so that's not a requirement. The tax commissioner would like you to read that into the statute, but it's not a requirement of the statute to find a package. And with that, I would reserve any time for rebuttal.
Okay. Mr. Farron.
Thank you.
You have about 3 minutes and 45 seconds.
Thank you. The court raised various types of other transport vehicles in its questioning to counsel for the appellee cross appellant. I think that questioning points out the real danger of the decision of Board of Tax Appeals. I don't know how you distinguish between a bobtail tank truck, which is simply a truck with a tank welded onto the chassis, which is used solely to transport gas to customers, from, for instance, the large transport truck that delivers the gas to Moulton or to any other large terminal. Those tanks are clearly specially designed. They're welded onto chassis. Gasoline tanks in general, you can drive down the highways of this state and see any number of Shell tanks, BP tank trucks. You can see cement mixers going throughout the various cities and on the highways. Refrigerator trucks obviously are specially designed. They're required to be in a certain state. Food, for instance, must be carried in a refrigerator truck.
So design really shouldn't be a factor.
Design shouldn't be a factor. And I don't think this court in Southwestern's Portland Cement suggested you had to look at a specific type of truck. What they looked at is a truck at all similar to the types of items that the General Assembly clearly intended to exempt under the packaging exemption? They found that it was not. And I don't think you can try and get around that holding by breaking up a truck into various pieces where those pieces are clearly integral parts of the motor vehicle.
Do you want to respond to the bulk tank?
Yes. Initially, as we detailed, and as I will not repeat in our notice of appeal, the packaging equipment issue was never raised by Moulton either before tax commissioner
before the board or in its notice of appeal to this court, the first time that there was ever a claim that these bulk tanks were somehow packaging equipment was set forth in the brief, the brief filed with this court. B-15 provides exemption for two different types of items. It provides an exemption for packages used to package items produced for sale or sold at retail. It also provides an exemption for packaging equipment, that is, equipment used to package items that are produced for sale. Packaging is described in the statute as placing therein or placing in the package. Throughout the proceedings in this case, Moulton had always argued that the bulk tanks were packages. It has apparently abandoned that argument. It was not argued at all in their brief. The only issue that was argued with respect to the bulk tanks in the brief, in both briefs filed with this court, were that the tanks were packaging equipment. That is, they were part of the equipment used to place the propane in the gas cylinders or the bobtail trucks. Under this court's uniform holdings with respect to the specification requirement, this court does not have jurisdiction to consider the packaging equipment exemption. With respect to the packaging exemption, it wasn't raised in their brief, so it should be considered abandoned. Even if it's not, clearly these items are temporary storage devices. They do not package an item. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Perrin. Mr. Wiesenmeyer.
Do you know how much time I have, Your Honor?
Yes. You have a minute and 20 seconds.
Okay. First of all, I would like to address the idea that the tank that drives down the road that has the BP sign on it, that you're opening some floodgate here. First of all, I've never seen one of them pull into my driveway and fill my car up with gas. They don't make retail sales. They wouldn't qualify for this exemption. The other thing that the court needs to consider is that the AGA gas case, which was decided by the Board of Tax Appeals, was done in 1987. The floodgate hasn't opened. There hasn't been all of these bulk tankers or the cement companies or whatnot exempting this stuff and coming before this court and asking that those tanks be exempted. The court needs to understand that, and it also needs to look at the policy that this court wants to establish regarding the packaging exemption. The court needs to recognize that retailers and their products come in all different shapes and sizes. What the court needs to do is look what's common amongst goods that need to be packaged. They need to be restrained from movement, they need to facilitate shipping, and it must be for a retail sale. Moulton Gas meets those requirements. So, Your Honor, we're asking that the court not discriminate against retailers such as Moulton Gas Service and exclude them from being able to qualify under the packaging exemption, which clearly applies to their transport vehicles.
Thank you.
Thank you.
The case will be submitted to the court, and you will be advised of the result.